This is Jane Durrell, and I want to suggest that if your response to the idea of an art exhibition of Cincinnati silver is ho-hum, you should think again and stop by the Cincinnati Art Museum at your earliest opportunity. Decorative arts and design curator Amy Deehan has put together a shimmering show that presents years of research and study in a most accessible way. She's helped by the fact that silver objects are, for the most part, undeniably handsome and easy to relate to. The exhibition is something of a textbook example of a museum curator doing the job he or she is meant to do. Deehan noticed a decade ago, as the Cincinnati wing, with its emphasis on pottery and on carved furniture, was being put together, that little was known about the museum's few Cincinnati-made silver objects. Intrigued, she set out to learn more about that industry here and found that the city had been a center of silver making almost from its beginnings. Its manufacture thrived through the mid to late 19th century, and in fact, silver objects still were being produced here into the 20th century. Deehan searched out information on the families and businesses involved and guided the museum's acquisition of representative pieces. The Cincinnati Silver Collection has quadrupled in size during these years. It's important to see this show from its beginning. Don't start from the balcony over the museum's entrance hall. The opening section fills the north side of the balcony in the Great Hall, with the first pieces to the left of the gallery entrance. The first Cincinnati silversmith, Caledon Sims, was at work a year after the city was founded. Silvermaking was a family business, often, and the most prominent of these early families were the Bess, father and sons. Portraits of the father, Thomas, and his wife, Margaret, are here on loan from Glendower Museum in Lebanon. The Bess, like everyone else in those very early Cincinnati days, came from somewhere else. Their somewhere else was England. The silver trade flourished for a number of interesting reasons. A surprising reason to me was that because for many years banks were non-existent, money was in coin and easy to steal. If silver coins were melted down to become spoons or a bowl, sometimes marked by identifying initials or crests, when money was less likely to go into someone else's pocket. In the long gallery stretching out to the entrance hall balcony are seen later pieces in a setting that subtly suggests a shop. Appropriate period tables, sideboards, and so forth are used throughout the show to display the works. One case shows a collection of souvenir spoons, each carrying the name of a city, a popular craze in the late 19th century. Early pieces are elegantly unadorned, shape more important than rosettes, and exemplified by the exaggerated lips on pictures. Later, as the 19th century moved on, decoration increased, only to be simplified again in the Art Deco pieces from the 1930s that form a table setting at the far end of the gallery. The show ends on the balcony overlooking the entrance hall with background information, including tools of the trade and a video of modern silver production. The Cincinnati Art Museum in Eden Park is open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, with free admission but a parking charge for non-members. This is Jane Durrell for Around Cincinnati, and I recommend the exhibition Cincinnati Silver, 1788 to 1940.